From Vera Bradley. They may not have pumpkin spice lattes, but the rest of fall is found at Waters Hardware. Waters Hardware, 2727 West Highway 50, Emporia.
KBOE live and local. It is 8:52, and we're very pleased to be joined on this Wednesday morning by Mr. Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center. Greg, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing quite well. It's a beautiful morning.
Yeah, it is a wonderful morning here across across town and across the area. And as usual, Greg's got a bunch of stuff that he wants to get to here today. And, you know, one of the things that we've seen an awful lot here over the last, you know, even before Hispanic Heritage Month officially began October 15th, is the fact that, you know, we've had a lot of activities across town. And it sounds like the Lyon County History Center is going to be helping to wrap up Hispanic Heritage Month.
We are, in fact, as you probably know, Hispanic Heritage Month runs from September 15th to October 15th, and we have a front window display talking about Hispanic Heritage Month, so come by 7-Eleven Commercial and check that out. But on Saturday, October 15th, from 3 to 4, here at the Lyon County History Center, us, along with Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow, HOT, we're going to have an afternoon of fun. So dancing and culture and conversation, and we hope to have a good crowd for that. It should be an interesting day here at the History Ranch, and we're looking forward to that on Saturday, October 15th.
Yeah, there's a rich Hispanic history here locally, isn't there, Greg?
Oh, very much so. When the railroads, the Katy Railroad and the Santa Fe Railroad, were expanding and building through here, they actually went down to Mexico and recruited Mexican laborers to come here to build the railroad. And then when the railroad was built, those folks went back home to Mexico. And then later the railroads needed workers here in the stations and on the tracks. And so they went back to Mexico and recruited Mexican laborers. So we have a long history of Hispanic and people in this part of the world. And so we want to celebrate that as best we can.
Go ahead, Ron. That was, you know, it's cool to see that. I mean, what we had at Las Casitas Park, you know, over the weekend is something that definitely is worth celebrating. And I guess one question before we start talking about some of the other activities, like, you know, we got the Kid Zone we've been talking about for a while and Match Day and things like that, is looking ahead how the History Center turns events like this into, you know, maybe a bank of potential displays and other options down the road.
And that's a really good point, Chuck. We do want to celebrate all of our heritage as best we can, and Hispanic heritage is certainly a piece and part of that. And so as we move forward, we want to expand the type of things that we can offer to our public. One of those is showing the additions that the Hispanic population brought to this part of the world, and so we want to celebrate that as best we can. And one of the best ways to do that is to engage with HOT and present these things on, like, on October 15th and then other times during the year. So Dia de los Muertos is coming up and things like that. So, yeah, it's an exciting time for us because we get an opportunity to learn far more about local culture and the people and events that inspired everyone.
Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center, with us, KVOE Live and Local. It is 8:56. Well, you are a Match Day participant this year, are you not?
We are, in fact. We're very excited to be a Match Day participant. That's the Emporia Community Foundation has a Match Day every year where there is $70,000 in matching funds have been set up to help your donation go further. So us and 27 other groups and individuals have been selected this year to be a part of that. So November 14th is the official match day. You can donate online all 24 hours of November 14th. You can go down to the Emporia Community Foundation office and also make a donation there. But yeah, it's a wonderful, Emporia Community Foundation does an outstanding job of supporting and encouraging local groups and organizations. And this match day is just another way to further the cause. You know, Emporia has always been very, very generous, and this is another way to demonstrate that. So your donation that day can be increased by the match day pool. So if you are interested in knowing more about that, just call the Emporia Community Foundation, or you can call us here at the Lyon County History Center.
You know, speaking of, you know, donations and things along those lines, you've been gearing up now for the grand reopening of the Kids Zone for, oh my gosh, it's been a few updates, to say the least, here this summer and now into fall. And by the time we meet next, you'll actually have the grand reopening basically in hand.
And what's the new name of that again?
Well, the new name will be revealed that day. Nice try.
Good try, Rob.
I know. But on the Saturday, October 8th, from 10 to 12 here at the Lyon County History Center, we are going to be having our grand reopening of the Loretto Langley Kids Zone area. So we are very excited about that. We're going to be working with the Emporia Parents as Teachers organization for that day, and there'll be treats and goodies and that sort of thing. But yeah, the space is a wonderful addition to the Lyon County History Center. We get daily use. People are very enthusiastic about the space and what we've created. So if you really want to know what's happening that day, come on down on Saturday, October 8th at 10 o'clock, and we will unveil the new mysterious name of the kids' area.
Okay.
Got to wait for a week and a half.
We're just about there.
Tease.
All right, so let's see. This November, which in the grand scheme of things here, Greg, is not that far away, marks how many years of the Lyon County Historical Society?
November this year will mark the 85th anniversary of the founding of the Lyon County Historical Society. We were one of the first historical societies in the state, so we have that going on. But yeah, 1937, a group of people decided that we need to start preserving and saving Lyon County history, and so we got a group of people together. William Allen White was actually on our first board of directors. And so it has been a wonderful opportunity for us here at the History Center and the public to save and engage in Lyon County history. Lyon County has more than its share of very significant people and events that happened here, and it's our job to preserve those and to talk about those. And so we're storytellers. That's really what we do here. We take artifacts to help us tell the story, but we tell the story of the people and events that came before us, and hopefully we can learn from that.
Great stuff. And your support group's going to be revamped up again, isn't it not?
The support group, which we had in the past, we are getting ready. In fact, we're doing it right now, firing that group back up. COVID kind of slowed everything down on that. But now that as we emerge from COVID and move forward to a more normalcy, we're going to increase what these Friends group does and the amount of people in the Friends group. So if you're interested in being a member of the Friends of the Lyon County History Center, just give us a call at 620-340-6310, and we will fill you in on all the details, or come by 7-Eleven Commercial, and we can talk to you about it in person.
The History Center Friends Group is unidling. We like to hear that.
Unidling. It is engaging. We're going to engage those gears and move forward.
Greg, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thank you both. And if I'd be remiss if I didn't wish you a happy birthday tomorrow, Ron.
Oh, well, thank you, Greg. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Have a great. Yeah, you too.
Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center, with us here this morning, KVOE, live and local. All right, Chuck, have a good day.
Boss, enjoy. Take it easy.
Okay, Chuck Samples, 24-hour KVOE Newsroom. It is 9:02.
Hi, this is Amanda Cunningham, CEO of Crosswinds. As the need for mental health in our community grows,